Hey, welcome to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen, your play-by-play guy. Let's preview the 2017 season, and let's begin with Vikings defensive coordinator George Edwards. New Orleans, September 11th, the season coming up. It's going to be a fun season, isn't it?
No doubt about it. We're excited, you know, as we've been working through the process of training camp and this all season, and really looking forward to it as we progress through the rest of it and get some answers to some questions that we've had. So we're excited. I think our players are excited. They've really been working hard throughout training camp, so we'll be excited to get to the season.
Now, with Vikings game plan up to that Saints game, you'll hear from head coach Mike Zimmer talk about the quick twitch I'm about ready to hit George with. When Drew Brees has Adrian Peterson in that running attack, I mean, has it been a headache just getting ready for that game?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's a two-headed monster. Drew's been good for a long time. He's very active in the pocket. He can scramble around and make plays with his feet. He's got the ability to throw the ball down the field. He can make all the throws. And now you put Adrian back there behind him, and Ingram had a heck of a year rushing last year also. So you've got a two-headed, you know, monster back there in the run game that we're going to have to be up to stop. So it'd be interesting.
Much more on that with Vikings game plan up to that Saints game. Back to the season preview. The Vikings defense was good to very good last year. How can it be better this season?
Well, we've kind of pinpointed some things this offseason that we want to definitely concentrate on getting better. And Coach does a great job with situational football and, you know, especially with us defensively being in workout and everybody understand those situations that they come out throughout games and, you know, the areas that we wanted to improve in. And guys have worked very diligent this offseason in trying to become better, not only individually, but each group, you know, working with each group. And the coaches have, you know, done a good job of getting them prepared for the season.
Now, this defense has some really good players on it, including Danielle Hunter. Fans are really excited about him in his third year. What excites you?
Wilson shotgun, five-step drop. Oh, Danielle Hunter has him. Danielle Hunter sacks Russell Wilson.
He's been the same since he's come in. I mean, he's been like a sponge. He's come in. He's worked hard. You're seeing the same work ethic every single day. When he goes into the games, it's not big for him. He goes out. He executes as if, you know, he had been in practice and seen it. And he's very blessed with a lot of talent and uses his skill set. He gets the most out of his skill set.
What's it like working with a defensive line when you have Everson on one side, Danielle Hunter on the other, and Linval in the middle? I mean, like, offenses look at that and it's pick your poison.
Yeah, I mean, all three of those guys are really good players. And just not just them. I mean, you look at that group as a whole, the guys that play different roles and different packages, but those three guys have really elevated their game, and you can just tell. I mean, they come, they work hard every day. Coach Patterson does a good job as far as getting them in the best position to be successful and working the different techniques and fundamentals with them, and they're very good football players.
Now, the defensive tackle spot next to Linval Joseph's spot is called the three technique. With Joseph, Griffin, Hunter, Robinson, whomever, what's the importance of getting a strong pass rush from that three technique spot?
Well, it just depends on what protection we're facing from game to game. But when you look at it, a lot of times they're going to want to double our ends because they're going to chip, leave a tight end in, and then one of the tackles inside again end up getting singled. So that's the importance of the position, being able to get the push in the pocket, be able to, you know, get the quarterback off the spot.
Let's focus on some of your younger players. Second year corner Mackenzie Alexander, what do you think?
He's really done a great job this offseason. He's really been focused on the detail of his work, of the position and the things that we're asking him to do, and has had a good training camp thus far, and we just look for him through this process to keep progressing.
What about rookie linebacker Ben Gedeon?
He really has come in and done a nice job. We've played him, you know, at different positions to, you know, try to get him on the field, and he's really done a nice job adapting to those things, and it doesn't seem too big for him, and he's gone out in these preseason games and played pretty good, so we look for him to continue to keep progressing, and I think, you know, he can be a good player and should be able to help us out.
Likewise for rookie defensive tackle Jaleel Johnson, taken in the fourth round. Talk about him.
Yeah, he really has stepped up in these preseason games, you know, training camp, becoming adjusted to the fundamentals and techniques that Coach Patterson teaches there for us, and you know, that was an adjustment for him. But when he's going to games, he really has been able to carry over from practice onto the game, you know, what we've been trying to get accomplished. And you can see some of the attributes that he has, his skill set, with his power and his explosion and his balance to be able to get on and off blocks.
George, what are some keys for a defense to be top-notch against the run?
Well, it starts with, number one, everybody runs running to the football. I mean, that's the one thing we really preach is we want to get 11 hats to the ball. So it starts there, guys getting lined up properly and being able to get on and off blocks, handle your responsibility, and then get to the football. I mean, that's the big emphasis for us, and guys have, you know, been working that throughout the preseason.
How is Trey Waynes advancing?
I think Trey has come a long way, you know, since he first started on his journey here, and he's really done a nice job throughout the preseason. I think the experience and the more reps that he gets, he just continues to get better.
What do you expect from linebacker Anthony Barr?
I expect Anthony to have a good year this year. He's really had a good offseason, first full really offseason where he's been, you know, all through the OTAs, all through training camp, and hasn't really missed time. So we're looking for him to take a big jump this year. He's very vocal now in our huddle, and we look for him to have a good season.